We need both foster parents and adoptive families here. We have, as of yesterday, 158 kids that we're recruiting adoptive families for just in this area. That's 158 kids who have no place to go, that are presently either in group care or in foster homes, and they need permanence. They need a forever family.
What's the difference between an adoptive family and a foster family?
A foster family takes a child for a certain period of time until they either go home to their birth families or the decision is made to seek an adoptive family. A lot of our foster families end up becoming adoptive families because they fall in love with the child in their home, and that's a very natural way. Adoptive families, they come forward because they want to have a child permanently in their home, to become a member of their family forever.
What do you need to do to be an adoptive family, an adoptive parent?
You need to go through an adoption process. You need to go through 60 hours of training. The Department of Children and Families and Berkshire Center for Children and Families here in the Springfield area are two agencies that can help families. And then they need to go through a home study, which is a process of figuring out what kind of a child would be best for them. You don't have to be married. You don't have to own your own home. You can be single. You can be gay or lesbian. You can have your own kids. You can be childless. And it's free. The process is free. It doesn't cost you anything to adopt a child from foster care.
Is there any financial support that's available for adoptive parents, either from the government or for nonprofit organizations?
Yes, there is. The state, in partnership with the federal government, provides adoption subsidy, and it's based on the needs of the child, and it's available until the child is 18. There's also tuition reimbursement to state schools for kids who've been in foster care, and there's most times, there's medical coverage as well.
What are some of the more difficult cases that social service agencies and your organization may be looking to deal with in terms of children in need of adoption?
Well, we have, the department has done a really nice job of keeping siblings together when they're no longer able to live in their families of origin, and trying to find families for four kids in one family or five kids in one family is quite a challenge. So we're always looking for families who want to take on siblings, children with significant physical challenges, who may have a diagnosis of cerebral palsy or spina bifida, or kids with significant trauma, and of course teenagers. Teenagers are always a big challenge.
Has the opioid crisis made this situation more complicated?
I think it's increased the number of kids who are in care.
Yeah.
It absolutely has, and the department would be the first to tell you that. And I think it's trickled down to adoption as well, that there are more kids available, more kids who need families, and more kids who may have been born addicted. And we don't know as much about what happens to, you know, the nervous system with opioids. So, you know, families really have to think about all those unknowns as they're parenting kids who've had that exposure.
A number of events planned in November to promote foster care and adoption. What can you talk a little bit about that, highlight some of the events that the public might be able to go to if they want more information about how this process works?
Absolutely. So this Sunday, right here in Westfield at the Westfield Boys and Girls Club, we're having an adoption party where people from the public can come and learn about the adoption process from 1:30 to 3:30, and they're actually going to be waiting children and families who are ready to be matched there as well. And it's going to be a fun event where the kids are, you know, going to participate in arts and crafts and all sorts of fun activities, plus have an opportunity for families to get to know what the process is, meet social workers, actually take an application home with them if they want. So it's really a wonderful opportunity. Also, later in the month, the Friday before Thanksgiving is National Adoption Day, and there will be almost 100 children adopted on that day in Pittsfield, Worcester, Boston, Lawrence, and Brockton courthouses. And a lot of what National Adoption Day is, once again, we count on the media to come and feature what's happening and send the message that we need all these other kids matched.
And there's a website or a place where people can get information?
Absolutely. It's mareinc.org, M-A-R-E-I-N-C.org. And we're a statewide agency. We work with all of the DCF offices, and we have a lot of information right on our website, including all of the events that I just spoke about.